Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hoff is out today sick, so Hoff usually does the music. Rami's like, all right, well, what kind of music you want? Like, well, if it's not going to be themed, Hoff usually does themes sometimes.
Unless he's getting pizza.
Yeah, well, whatever, right. And then just have Dole play whatever's in the bank there.
Dole,
so I told Rami, I go, just play hits. Like, it's not that hard.
Uh-huh.
Like, now driving home sometimes because we get the Cadillac, I get the Sirius XM.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm all about it.
Me too.
80s, yep. 90s, yep. Whatever, 2000, 2010.
Little Lithium for me, a little, you know, what else do I like? Some of the classic, like the Rewind. Oh, my God, Yacht Rock. I love it.
You know what song I heard awesome. Last night? I just told Rami to play this because it got me so fired up. I haven't heard it in a while. Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll. Like,
yeah, it's an old one. That's an old one. Sure.
Hits. I just love hits.
Like, all right. I sent you a little hit piece on our guy, Rami, right now. Are you going to take him down?
So I tell Rami, just play hits.
Uh-huh.
And then so far, and I've let the first few go,
yeah.
And then he plays that song, and I'm like, this is not a hit.
I never heard that song in my life.
Okay, me neither. And that's what I'm talking about.
Because it came out last year, so you guys didn't hear it.
Is it a top 25?
Yes, it was.
Not for us,
I'll look it up.
What's the name of the song? And I like Drake, by the way. Don't make
it my heart, and plus it's Toronto, Canada, that whole connection.
Oh,
well, that's different. So the last two songs were Drake. You didn't notice that.
Okay.
But.
No,
we didn't. Well, I mean, I know Drake, Rami. I know Drake has a ton of hits. I have not heard one of them so far
today.
You
didn't hear the last one? The last one was...
Yeah, what's the name of it? Do you even know it?
Yes, Over. And that is a huge hit.
Okay, maybe I was sleeping on that one, sure, but... Anyway, all right, so there's not just hits, it's a Toronto Drake theme. All right, fair enough.
Hey, at least one thing that you should appreciate with me by now, I don't try to front on the music. I am stuck, I've said this to me, I am stuck in my little antiquated bubble. And in terms of rap, anything post-90s, Dre and Snoop and Eminem, don't care. In terms of the heavy metal, you know where it starts, the rock, the Leopards, and some of the 70s stuff like Led Zepp, and even some, you know, corny disco stuff from the 70s, Donna Summer, whatever. Yeah, Pearl Jam, obviously. But if it's in the last 15, 20 years, I've got zero interest.
You know what I have a problem with? How is it that Drake, as a sports fan, is going to have something that we haven't had in years? He's seen the Raptors win a title not too long ago.
Yeah.
He's on the verge of seeing the Blue Jays win a title yet again.
Uh-huh.
Yankees haven't won since 09. Knicks haven't won since 73. Mets haven't won since 86. Here's Drizzy Drake bursting onto the scene. People looked at him as a jinx, and now all of a sudden, he's going to see at least an NBA title and a baseball World Series championship.
He's got it pretty good. I guess the question is, how many of our musical luminaries grow up here but then leave? Like, I don't know, is LL Cool J out west, or is he here? I don't know.
Good point. Yeah.
Where's Jay-Z? I know he's got places everywhere in the world, the Hamptons, you know, domestically, worldwide. Is he here?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. And if they bounce, well, then maybe they take some luck with
them. But are they even big sports fans? Like, I don't see LL pulling up to...
LL Cool J's a massive sports fan.
Is he going to Johnny's games?
Yes, he did go last year.
Last year he was there?
He went last year. He did.
Is he baseball? Where is he at? I know he's worn Yankee hats.
I thought he was a Met fan back in the day.
He probably, because the Mets are good, and now the Yankees are good.
Yeah, it's probably Run DMC pulling the same stuff, too. I think he's made the transition to the Yankees. I haven't seen where Met has that in a long time.
But I haven't seen him at a, and I like his music a lot.
Oh, LL's the man.
I haven't seen him, even his more recent stuff, not recent stuff, like in 2000, I'm talking about, as opposed to the 80s.
25 years ago, some recent stuff. Yeah, let's go back to the Milky, Cereal Baby Milky.
Well, that, of course, I remember that.
Old throwback stuff.
I haven't seen him at a Knick game or whatever in a long time, though.
Round the Way Girl.
Drake is at least, you know, Drake, people were mocking him on social media for being a jinx.
I know.
Who the hell knows who he roots for in football?
They're probably good. The Argonauts. They probably win the CFL championship every year. Or the Bills, maybe.
The Bills. All right. BT and Sal on the Fan. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dominic is in Warwick. What's up, Dom?
Hey, how are you guys? Love the show. It's great.
Thank you.
Originally, I wanted to chime in about Otani, but that ship has sailed. Huge Cubs fan. And you know what? I don't want Tucker back. I would take Belly over Tucker a million times.
He's not a better hitter than Tucker, but there's more value. I can understand that. And he's going to be $200 million less, probably more. You can spread that out a little bit.
I've been watching for years, saw them both. I would take Belly over Tucker anytime.
Yeah, I mean, Tucker did have a down year, though, because he was banged up. And thank you for the call, Dominic. I mean, the thought of that going into last year would have been ridiculous.
Yes.
And now just one season later, I don't think it could flip that significantly. To me, it is about the value. Not that I'm trying to be cheap, but there's always going to be some kind of cost versus results back. Like, you got to look
and
at
the limitations
value
for the Yankees and so, everybody, really, at some point.
But there shouldn't be limitations. It should just be where you're. Like, did the Yankees really need both Tucker and Bellinger? And the way to do that would be, okay, well, you'd have to then move on from certain pieces. Let's say.
Such as, I'm all ears.
Well, let's say you trade Giancarlo for starters. Let's say you trade Spencer Jones and or Dominguez in a package for school. But, like,
bye-bye.
There is a thought.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can. Now, you're going to be adding money with Bellinger, whatever it is for him, bring in Tucker. Like, you could have an outfield of Bellinger, Tucker, and Judge and trade a lot of those young guys who are underperforming and go get Tarik Skubal.
Oh, my God. That's never going to happen. It would be amazing. Or you can put Bellinger at first base, bye-bye Goldie, obviously, no disrespect. And if you think that Jones is more equipped to play next year than Dominguez, I'll let them figure that
whatever,
out.
One of those.
Right field, Aaron Judge. Left field, Kyle Tucker. Center field, either Jones, who I've been told is a better defensive center fielder than Dominguez.
Jones, you're saying?
Jones, thank you. So than Dominguez. Yeah. There's other ways to do it. I mean, they've got to get busy this offseason.
Well, here's the thing. We talk about the Mets' need for center fielder. If the Yankees don't bring back Bellinger, who's going to be their center fielder?
I have no idea.
Okay, but
it could be Grisham. I mean, imagine if you lose Bellinger and you just bring back Grisham. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, they're not going to bring him back on a big.
No, but listen, I know he is very respected in that clubhouse.
Yeah. He had a great year. He's a great Yankee for a year.
It's also the first really, really, really good year he's had in his career.
Right.
And he's 28, 29, and he had a bunch of years where he hit 160, 170, 180. Can't hit lefties. Couldn't make contact in the postseason. I enjoyed Grisham this year, and I appreciate what he did for the Yankees. I am fully ready to move on.
But that's
100%.
That's why, to me, it's got to be Bellinger, and I think you're almost wasting Bellinger. Not that I don't like his flexibility at first base. He's got to be the center fielder. You need a center fielder. He can play center field. He was a great Yankee. Like, Bellinger, to me, should be the guy. He's the best option, period, for anybody that needs a center fielder. It just so happens the Mets and Yankees both need a center fielder. Bellinger's the best option.
There's no doubt.
And Grisham might, in fact, be the second best option as far as the free agent
defensively in the free agency. Yeah, I've got something that I think I know you're going to love.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Robbie, why don't you open up the mic and let us know what's going on?
So you guys were talking about number one, and trending number one right now on Yahoo.com is you guys.
Why?
So the headline is, Sydney Sweeney suffered concussion while filming Christie fight sequences.
And here we go.
A picture from last night, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has the clip that we posted from the WFAN account. And it talks about how...
Does it mention us?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to read the article.
I mean, I hope we get at least a name mentioned. Is there a picture of us?
Well, there's the video embedded in the article with BT's nice. Face on it.
It took a few
Who's
days.
Face?
Your face.
Nice.
Well, because he started it, right? Are we both in that or no?
I think the clip started with you.
Am I in there as well?
I'll watch the clip real quick.
Not that we care about those things. That's not the game, but make sure you find out if I'm in there as well.
And by the way, speaking of number one, that song that I played, number one for 19 weeks.
Yeah, that means nothing. I'm more concerned with us.
In 2023.
I should have specified, BT. When I said hits, I meant like real hits, not like 2025 hits. I'm talking about
old time hits.
Yeah, that everybody knows. Like in 10 years from now, people be like, oh, yeah, remember when that Drake song? Yeah, to be a hit, you've got to be around for, we're talking about 30, 40 years.
You got to be able to prove it in multiple decades. You got to be able to stand up. Now I got a question. Let's get back to us here because that's more important. So I feel like trending on Yahoo would have been an amazing thing in 1999.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I'll check out Yahoo Finance a little bit. There's a few journalistic pieces I'll come across here and there. I don't look at Yahoo at all outside of that. Right, so are we trending on X? Yeah. Are we trending on? I want to trend on some stuff that matters in 2025.
No, Yahoo does matter. It's still a big site.
So a caller alerted me to this, and it says, quote, the host asked, and then for later in the article, the host then asked. So no name.
It does say WFAN. That's all that matters.
It says WFAN a couple times, yes.
We don't care about that as much.
Sydney Sweeney opens up about getting concussed, filming a fight scene, blah, 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 blah.
We care about us.
The 28-year-old actress revealed in an exclusive.
nice exclusive.
The 28-year-old actress revealed in an exclusive radio interview with WFAN Sports Radio that she took and threw real punches during the fight sequences, and then the clip is up there.
Sal is not in the video.
Not even my voice?
No, because it goes from BT's question
to her answer.
Pictures of her over her answer, yeah.
Now, you know who's got to be. Now, he's on a deathbed, so I'm sure, but he's probably.
Yeah, this is a Hoff home.
Hoff has to be in his glory when he figures this out.
This is what he did it for. This is why he did it.
Maybe this is why he's offered to.
This is great. No. This is really good. There you go.
That is.
You got to ask good questions. That's the moral of the story.
I'm just hoping she'd accidentally call back the number.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It did. They could have taken the time, BT. They did sell you short a little bit. The host asked. It's one thing to get in the ring and throw punches, blah, 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 whatever. So they're just transcribing what you said right there.
Hmm.
Could
have used that pop, too.
Yeah, then, no, see, and then they also confused us because then it said the host taken aback by the euphoria. By the euphoria alum's confession reiterated, you had a concussion, Sydney?
And that was you.
All right. I was going to say, didn't I say that? I could have been like, what? Anyway.
To the tag team, like we always do.
Job well done. And that's the point. You want to get the name, the fan out there. Sydney Sweeney, exclusive interview with WFAN.
That's like, unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I would like to know, though, and we don't need to belabor this. Maybe, Rami, you could figure this out. Are we number one on Twitter? Like, why is it just Yahoo? I don't get that.
Because they posted the article there.
Correction. That question, your follow-up, is in it with your face.
Okay,
that's there, what I you
thought.
Go. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I thought because I did see the clip and it was both. I mean, you know, I was checking the clip to make sure I was in there.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty. I'd do the same thing.
Come on,
I would have done the same thing.
Now, would I have been upset if it weren't?
No. Well, maybe not. A little jealous, but not upset.
100%. I mean, like, crap. Oh, it happens. At least we got it on. And you're right. Ultimately, forget you or I, the winner here is Hoff.
Yes, he is.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Get back to your calls on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.